Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
To the shock of absolutely no one, Ryan Seacrest is the new host of Wheel of Fortune.
Didn't I joke about that initially?
Yes. Yeah, you did. Right? Said, we called it.
I said, Ryan's probably available, and he's nailed it.
There he is.
Right. If there's one thing Ryan Seacrest is going to do, it's take another job in entertainment hosting. I really feel like this is the first time people have actually cared about Wheel of Fortune since like the 90s. Like, I have never seen people talk about the show more than like the last like week since this news came out. But I really do feel like people were invested in who was going to be the new host just because it's so iconic. Names that were thrown out there were LeVar Burton, Mario Lopez, Snoop Dogg even. Mm-hmm. So when the news broke, after hearing all these different options, people were like, really? Is this the only guy available for entertainment hosting?
I wanted to know because as soon as I saw it, I had that like, reaction. And listen, it's no shade to Ryan Seacrest, like get your bag. But at the same time, like Vanna White's been on there for the same amount of time Pat Sajak has, you know, possibly. And I'm like, if they went with Ryan, I'm hoping that they offered it to her and she turned it down. Or they offered it to LeVar Burton and Mario Lopez and they turned it down. I just really felt like they had an opportunity to do something different and fun, and they chose to go very, very safe.
So let me put my suit and tie on for a second as an executive trying to put together a show, right? Mm-hmm. I thought it was the perfect choice.
You really did?
I thought it was safe. I thought Ryan is an entertaining guy. He'll keep that show moving. He almost feels Pat Sajak-ish. It just felt him or Andy Cohen just felt like the choice for me.
Oh, okay.
Is that why it seemed like game shows always hire the same like handful of people? Is it for the safe factor?
Yes, because think about who is. So do any of us watch Wheel of Fortune?
No.
So think of who's at home watching Wheel of Fortune. I think that demographic isn't a big fan of change. Okay. So in order to keep it consistent, because a lot of people aren't fans of change. I mean, we've noticed that over the years on this show.
Every time.
So you want to give something that's like, you know, comfort. Like, I get where Bert's coming from, comfortable and safe. But at a certain point, it's like you got to give other types of people opportunities. Otherwise, we're just going to be stuck in this rut where a straight white guy hosts everything. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the host can really change the tone of a show. Like, I would have never thought to watch Family Feud, but I think Steve Harvey is hysterical.
So good. He's great at it.
I love seeing those clips. I don't watch it on cable, but I do love seeing the clips on YouTube and stuff.
And I certainly would have started watching Wheel of Fortune if they hired Snoop.
Yes. What if all the words were cannabis related?
Yes. I'd be in there every night.
So there were a lot of, like, people coming out on Twitter, like really sharing how they feel about this. Somebody on Twitter named @Mern said, How do I say Ryan Seacrest is a perfect fit for Wheel of Fortune, while explaining that that is not a compliment to Seacrest or Wheel of Fortune. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. @Paul Rudnick, New York said, Ryan Seacrest is the new Wheel of Fortune host, A, because Nostradamus predicted it. The job listing said Caucasian male who already seems like a game show host. And the idea made Vanna laugh and say, of course. If you were unsure about that new Jennifer Lawrence movie, No Hard Feelings, the cast, Kristen, wants to put your mind at ease.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. Go ahead.
We've talked about this this new movie coming out, and it's about, the premise is about a woman who's in her 20s, if I'm correct, and these parents hire her to date their son, who just graduated high school, and he's going into college, and she's basically trying to make him a man. And it just seems so, I have a son now, granted he's only two, but the idea of doing that, and if you were to reverse the sexes, people would be irate at parents hiring a man to enlighten their daughter in the bedroom.
Yeah, and you're really going to freak out when you find out that it's based on a real-life Craigslist ad. I guess one of the producers saw this somewhere and thought, this would be a really funny idea for a movie. But the way that they're explaining it is they're trying to explain that this is a very satirical take on what would happen if you kept your children in a bubble. Like, if you curate the first 18 years of their life, you're going to curate the rest of their life. So it's sort of like a very aggressive and satirical approach and trying to make light of that.
Kristen and I will differ on this. I just think it's a movie and it's a fun premise and it doesn't make some PC woke statement. Can't we just go into a movie theater and not go, oh, it's 2023. This is inappropriate. It is what it is. It's just a 2-hour movie of nonsense.
But there was an actual Craigslist ad. It was inspired by a real thing.
Based on a true story.
It just doesn't bother me at all. It's just a movie and it doesn't feel like it makes some kind of statement as a dirty statement.
It's so ick for me.
We can all agree that it's disgusting. It should have never happened in real life, but it looks really funny. Are Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk actually going to fight? Now Elon's dad is stepping in. More on this brawl on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.